So let's review. Zog the Mishnah. Shor shu yotze lisakel v'kdisha ba'alav einam moktish. If the owner consecrated an ox after nigmar dinai, after Bezna already sends it to death for killing a person, the hekdish does not take effect because, as Rashi later explains, lav b'shusi demarikai. After gemar din, the ox is no longer in the owner's jurisdiction. Or shachatai b'sari aser. If the ox was slaughtered after nigmar dinai, the meat is forbidden, as the gemar daf mem aleph derived from the pasuk b'lo ya'achal es b'sari. However, v'im achle nigmar dinai hekdisha ba'alav moktish. If the owner consecrated the ox before nigmar dinai, the hekdish does take effect because b'shusi koi. Before gemar din, the ox is still in the owner's jurisdiction. V'im shachatai b'sari muter. Or if the ox was slaughtered before nigmar dinai, the meat is permitted. The Mishnah continues with an unrelated issue. Mesara l'shem echinam u'l'shayel l'naisesachar u'l'saycher nechnesu ta'achas ha'baylam. If the owner gave his ox to one of the Dalad Shemer, one of four groups of people who accepted it for safekeeping, the Shemer takes over the owner's obligation to guard the animal. Therefore, if it gored while in the Shemer's custody, he's liable for the damages. And mu'ud misham nezik shalom b'tam misham chatzi nezik. The Gemara cites a braisa which elaborates, Shor shehemis achle nigmar dinai, before he was sentenced to death. Machari machar, the sale is effective. Hekdesh muktish, the hekdesh is effective. Shachatoy besare, mutter, the meat is permitted. Hechziru shemer lebeis ba'alav, muchzer. If this occurred while the ox was in the shemer's custody, who then returned the ox to the owner, the shemer is not liable to compensate the owner, even though Bezna will eventually confiscate the ox, because as Rashi explains, t'hokesh hechziru shemer al yehu. The ox still had value. However, mishnigmar dinai, after was sentenced to death, machore in a macher, the sale is not effective, hekdesha in a muktish, the hekdesh is not effective, shachatai basar also, the meat is forbidden, hechzira shem lebeis ba'alav in a muktzer. If the shem returned the ox to the owner, the Tanakama holds that the shem is liable to compensate the owner because it has no value. Rabbi Yaakov disagrees and says, af mishnigmar dinai, hechzira shem lebeis ba'alav, even after Bezdin sentenced the ox, if the shemer returned it to its owner, he's not liable to compensate the owner. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlekes is based on the following. The Tanakama holds hechzira ein muchzer because ein oimrim be'isuri hanoah harishal chalav anacha. A person cannot return an item that became forbidden in all benefits and now worthless. While Rabbi Yaakov holds hechzira muchzer because oimrim be'isuri hanoah harishal chalav anacha. A person can return an item that became forbidden in all benefits because it is still in its original state even though it's now worthless. Rabba says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that Oimri Yisur HaNoah HaRishol Cholofanecha. Regarding Chametz BePesach, Muchzer. If a person stole Chametz and over Pesach it became Asa BaHanoah, he can still return the Chametz to the owner after Pesach because, as Rashi explains, the Yisur HaMemela Asileh. The Ganav did not actually cause the Chametz to become Asa. However, they do disagree regarding Shor HaNiskal. The Tanakama holds Hechzira Einoi Muchzer, and the Shemer is liable for compensation because Hezekid Biadayimhu. The Shemer, who brought the ox to Bezdin, actually caused the ox to become Aser because in Goimim Dinah Shel Shor El Bafanav. Bezdin does not sentence the ox if it's not present, and have Marakne Leila Agma. He could have hidden the ox. While Rabbi Yaakov holds Hechzira Muchzer, and the Shemer is not liable for compensation because Hezekid Dimimelehu. The Shemer who brought the ox to Bezdin did not cause the ox to become Aser, because Goimrin Dina Shal Shar Shlebafanav. Bezdin does sentence the ox even if it's not present. And Saif, Migma Havagamr, Leladina Bezdin would have sentenced it anyway. The Gemara explains the Machlokes as follows. The Tanakama holds, in Goimrin Dina Shal Shar Elbafanav, because the Pasuk states, Hashar Yisakal Vagamba Alab Yumas, Kamisis Bailam Kach Misis Hashar. Ma b'ilam b'fneim, afshar b'fanav. Bezdin sentences a person only while he is present. While Rabbi Yaakov holds, gremen dina shal shor shaloi b'fanav. Because bishlim b'ilam b'nei taininu, el shor bar tanasahu, only a person must be present so that he can defend himself. But an ox does not need to be present since it cannot defend itself. Zak the Mishnah. Kishar ba'alav b'maysera, v'nol b'fanav kuro, v'yatzav hizik. If an owner provides a shmir p'chusa, a minimal protection for his ox, in that he tied the ox with a rope, or he locked the door, but the ox managed to escape and cause damage. Echad tam v'echad mu'ud chayev divrei meir. Meir holds that for both a tam or a mu'ud, if the owner provided a shmir p'chusa, he's liable for the hezek. But if he provided a shmir mu'ula, superior protection, he's pater. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees regarding shmir p'chusa and says it depends, tam chayev u'mu'ud pater. For a tam he is liable, but for a mu'ud he's not liable. As the Gemara explains, Rameir holds, Tam shvarim lav b'cheska shimer kaimi. People generally do not guard their oxen, and for this reason, the Torah rules, tam chayev. Apparently because the neboi le shemir pechusa. A tam requires a minimal shemir, which he did not do. However, regarding a mu'id, the words b'lo yishmirenu add another shemir to teach that a mu'id requires a shemir mu'ula. And the gezeirah shavah from mu'id to tam through the word negicha teaches that a shor tam also requires a shemir mu'ula like a mu'id. Therefore, a mayor holds that regarding both tam and mu'id, shemir pechusa chayev, shemir mu'ula pater. While Rabbi Huda holds, stam shvarim b'cheska shemir kaimi. People generally do guard their oxen. And even so, the Torah rules tam chayev because the neboi le shemir mu'ula. A tam requires a superior shmir, which he did not do. And regarding mu'id, the words b'lei shmirenu add another shmirah, ve'in riba achar riba el lamayit. Whenever a source is repeated twice, the second source comes to minimize. And mi'id hakas of the shmir mu'ula. The Torah reduced the requirement for a mu'id to only a shmir pechusa. However, we do not apply this to tam through the gezer shava of negicha, because ha'mi'id rachmanu b'lei shmirenu. The word yishmirenu is exclusive, which teaches lezev alo la'achar. Only for a mu'ud is a shmir pechusa sufficient, but a tam requires a shmir mu'ula, and therefore, only regarding mu'ud, shmir pechusa pata. However, regarding tam, shmir pechusa chayev, shmir mu'ula pata. The Braisa cites a third opinion. Lezev ben Yaakov says, echa tam ve'echad mu'ud, sheshomer shmir pechusa pata. For both a tam or a mu'ud, a shmir pechusa is sufficient. Kosovla Rabbi Huda, the Omar, Mu'id b'shmir p'chusa sagile. He concurs with Rabbi Huda that for a Mu'id, a minimal shmir is sufficient, and he applies this to Tam through the Gzer Shava of Negicha. The Mishnah concludes with a fourth opinion. Rabbi Yezel Emer, ein le shmir ela sakin. For a Mu'id, even if he provided a shmir mu'ula, he is chayiv, because there is no possible shmirah for a Mu'id unless he slaughters it. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yezel concurs with Rabbi Nassan, who says, a person may not maintain a dangerous situation in his home, such as a wild dog or shaky ladder, because the pasuk states, and as Rashi explains, therefore, the words are actually a prohibition for one to keep a shor hamud. Therefore, even if he did a shmir mu'ula, he is chayiv. The Gemara cites Machlokes regarding Rabbi Huda's opinion of Mu'ud Pater. Rav Adbar Ava says, like Pater, Rabbi Huda el etzad hadah shabai. The owner is exempt only from paying Nezik Shalom as a Mu'ud because he provided the Shemir Pechusa of a Mu'ud. Aval tzad tamas b'mkoyim ha'mendes. However, part of the ox is also considered a tam, and therefore he is still liable to pay Chatzi Nezik from the actual Shar because he did not provide the Shemir Mu'ula of a tam. Rav, however, disagrees and holds Tzad Tamas lav b'mkoy ma'imedis. The ox is considered only a mu'id, but not a tam, and therefore he is not liable to pay even chatzin ezek. Hanulach perek shor shenogech dal behei. We have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perek of Masechtas Baba Kama, and we'll begin the fifth perek shor shenogech hazapara in the next year be'ezras Hashem.